The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
These are all part of the American song. We've all heard the famous words of Patrick Henry as he challenged the colonist leaders to stand up against King George. He said, "Is life so dear or peace so sweet as to be purchased at the price of chains or slavery? Forbid it, Almighty God. I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death." These are powerful words, and Patrick Henry was a powerful speaker. But why were the speeches, the words of Patrick Henry, so powerful? It's because they weren't just shallow words of hope or dreams he had. No, Patrick Henry believed. And earlier in that same Give Me Liberty or Give Me Death speech, he said this, "We shall not fight our battle alone. There is a just God who prevails over the destinies of nations, and he will raise up friends to fight our battle for us. The battle, sirs, is not to the strong alone. It is to the vigilant, the active, the brave." And it has been people just like Patrick Henry, brave and determined patriots, standing up that have made our country the great nation it is today. You see, our own American Song of Freedom is chock full of stories of the brave. When we think of those battle words spoken in 1779 by Captain John Paul Jones, "I have not yet begun to fight," we might just imagine a powerful American warship firmly in control of a battle as the captain stands on board watching the enemy ships being defeated and destroyed. But that wasn't quite the way it happened. In fact, nothing could be further from the truth. The truth is that Jones's ship, the Bonhomie Richard, was an old ship, 14 years old and rotting. His cannons were secondhand. Many of them didn't even work. As the story goes, Jones's ship was struck early in the battle and was rapidly taking on water. And when the captain of the British ship came alongside and asked Jones if he was ready to surrender, he spoke those now famous words, "I have not yet begun to fight." And after 3.5 more hours of battle, by now, both ships taking on enormous amounts of water, the British captain finally surrendered. John Paul Jones had won the battle, but his ship was so badly damaged that it sank the very next day. Oh, yes, the American Song of Freedom is full of stories of bravery and sacrifice. And what about the brave patriot Nathan Hale? When war broke out in 1776, Nathan Hale was a schoolteacher, only 21 years old. He believed his job as a teacher was very important to our new nation, but he decided to join up as a soldier because he believed the fight for our nation's freedom was even more important. In a letter to a friend announcing that he was volunteering for battle, he said this, "Let us march immediately and never lay down our arms until we obtain our independence." Little did Nathan Hale know that soon he would literally pay with his life for America's freedom. Nathan Hale became an excellent soldier. He quickly worked his way up the ranks and became a member of an elite fighting group, the Rangers, who were assigned to carry out dangerous and daring missions. One day, General Washington himself needed a volunteer, and Nathan Hale stepped forward. His assignment was to cross into enemy territory, posing as a Dutch schoolmaster. His job? To get certain key information regarding the British military and bring that vital information back to General Washington. Now, this was a very dangerous job because the British had made it perfectly clear. If anyone was captured as a spy, they would be immediately executed. Well, Nathan Hale did get the information, but during his return, he was discovered as a spy. captured, and prepared for immediate execution. And then, on September the 22nd, 1776, as the hangman's noose was placed around his neck, Nathan Hale's final words were incredible. "I regret I have but one life to lose for my country." And then, Nathan Hale was hanged. Yes, our Song of America is truly a powerful story of brave, self-sacrificing people. Simple people, just like you and me, who believed in a cause and a simple and powerful idea. One nation under God. And today, in this program, you'll hear many of these stories. Stories that will inspire you and make you proud to be an American. But when we return, did you know there's a case being made that George Washington was not our first U.S. president? That's right. And the people who are making this claim are not kidding. So, just who do they say was our first U.S. president, and how did they come to this conclusion? I'll tell you the story when we return. I'm Jerry Stewart. I'll be back with more of this special 4th of July program after these messages.
Stand by for a special program offer.
I am so proud to be an American. It makes me proud to think of the powerful principles and ideals our great nation was built upon and the courageous Americans who dared to build it. Patrick Henry shaking his fist at the king and demanding, "Give me liberty or give me death." The 56 men who bravely signed the Declaration of Independence, knowing they were risking everything, but still standing up for our nation's freedom and the belief that all men are created equal. Nathan Hale, captured by the British Army, about to be hanged. His last words, "I only regret I have but one life to lose for my country." Wow, what a story and what a lesson for our children to learn, and for us who already know to learn again. But did you know that literally millions of Americans today don't know this story? That's why I'm making this special offer. Buy today's program at the regular price of just $11.95 plus $4 shipping and handling. That's the full cost. But there's more. Order now, and with your CD copy, you'll also receive free a written manuscript of today's program, and I'll even autograph it. To place your order now, call 817-576-2976 and tell the operator that you would like the special offer plus the autographed manuscript. You can also order online by going to www.jerrystewartusa.com. That order number again is 817-576-2976 or online at www.jerrystewartusa.com. It is so important that our true stories of America keep going. Operators are standing by, so call now.
Faith Talk 570, WTBN.
What could happen to your marriage if you had a personalized six-week plan to grow your relationship?
Family Life wants to give you an ebook, Stronger Forever, with weekly steps toward greater marriage fitness, free. Just log on to our station website and use the keyword stronger.
And when you log on, you'll also be entered to win Family Life's Love Like You Mean It Marriage Cruise.
Log on and enter to win today at letstalkfaith.com, keyword stronger. Letstalkfaith.com, keyword stronger.
Cornerstone Pros.
You don't allow just anyone into your home, and Cornerstone Pros doesn't let just anyone join their team. Cornerstone Pros technicians are the best of the best. Background checked, drug tested, and professionally trained to certify skills and dependability. Servicing air conditioners, plumbing, electrical, and generators. Call 813-291-0522.
For service like it ought to be. Fair, fast, and friendly. Cornerstone Pros.
Faith Talk 570, WTBN.
Hello and welcome back to this special 4th of July program. I'm Jerry Stewart. When we think of America and all the dedicated patriots who sacrificed to make us a free nation, it goes without saying that President George Washington is right at the top of that list. In fact, George Washington has been so loved by Americans that he has been given the title Father of Our Nation, and rightly so. But did you know there are some today who insist that George Washington was not the first president of these United States? Now, that sounds absolutely wacky that anyone but Washington would hold the title as our first U.S. president. But there is a group of Americans who believe the title should go to Samuel Huntington. Who? Samuel Huntington. Here's the way they see it. When the Continental Congress met in 1781 and this group of delegates ratified the Articles of Confederation, that the man who presided over that Congress as president of that Congress was Samuel Huntington. And here's where their point comes. They say that because the Articles of Confederation established the United States as a country, that Huntington, as president of that Congress, would be, should be, recognized as the first president of the United States. Well, I did a little research on my own, and everything I read tells me that Samuel Huntington was a great man and a dedicated patriot who played a big part in America becoming its own free nation. But first president of the United States? It'll never happen. But it certainly is an interesting story. And speaking of interesting stories, I love to hear the stories of how certain long-time traditions and foods and even our national pastimes came to be. And one of our most popular pastimes here in America that literally hundreds of millions of Americans watch and play every year is baseball. But just how did baseball come to be in America? For that, we have to go way back. It all started in the spring of 1839 with a man by the name of Abner Doubleday. He was a young cadet going to school at West Point studying to become an engineer. And that summer break, Abner vacationed at his home in Cooperstown, New York. Well, having an engineer's mind, enjoying things to be put into a proper, orderly fashion, some of the games being played, especially ball games, the way some were so confusing and without any set rules, it bothered him. So, during that summer break of 1839, Abner Doubleday sat down and made a simple set of rules for a game of ball, and it soon became very popular in his town and all throughout the state of New York. Well, in 1861, when the first shots of the Civil War were fired from Fort Sumter, now Union officer Abner Doubleday was there. He commanded troops throughout the war. By the time the Civil War was over, Abner Doubleday was a major general in the U.S. Army. But it was during the Civil War that Abner's game of ball got its biggest boost. While waiting for orders in their camps, the soldiers would become bored and restless, so they played this game of ball using Abner's rules. So, just what happened to Abner Doubleday? He became a great engineer. And while a city engineer in San Francisco, he played a great part in one very important San Francisco invention, the cable car. But when Americans today hear the name of Abner Doubleday, they don't think of army generals or the Civil War or cable cars. They think of a simple and entertaining ball game to watch or play. America's number one pastime, baseball. And just what's the first thing you think about when you get to the ballpark? Well, for me, it's hot dogs. Did you know that there are literally billions of hot dogs sold every year in America? But just where did the hot dog come from and how did it get its name? Well, according to my research, it all started at the World's Fair in Chicago, 1893. Now, there were some amazing inventions introduced for the first time at that fair. One of these was the Ferris wheel invented by George Ferris. But there was someone else there at that World's Fair in 1893. His name was Anton. He had come to this America, land of opportunity, from Bavaria, and he was doing his best to sell his specialty food at the fair. It was a kind of sausage that, to be really tasty, had to be served steaming hot. But many of his potential customers passed on this hot sausage because there was no way to hold it. It was just too hot. It seemed that Anton's plan for success was just not to be. But as he was preparing to close down his booth, he had one last thought, one last idea that changed the eating habits of Americans forever. Why not put this little sausage, this steamy hot wiener, between two halves of a long roll? And that is the day our American hot dog was born. And just how did it get its name, hot dog? Well, the sausage, which came from Germany, was given one name there, wiener. And interestingly enough, there was another first there in Germany, a kind of dog called the Dachshund, which was long and narrow like a wiener. And it was given the name Wiener Dog. Well, you can pretty much figure out how it went from there. Some enterprising wiener salesman at the ballpark began to bark out, "Hey, get your hot, your steaming hot wiener right here." Another salesman, "Let's go with another and another," until one salesman finally says it. "Hey, folks, get it right here. Get your very own steaming hot dog." And the rest is just history. And speaking of American ingenuity and enterprise, there's not hardly an American alive today that at one time or another hasn't made a little box booth, set it in the front of their house or on the closest street corner to sell their very own homemade lemonade. We've all done that. But just who was the genius who invented pink lemonade? This one you just won't believe. It was the summer of 1857, and the Mabee Circus was making a tour throughout the South. And in this circus troupe was one Pete Conklin. Well, so the story goes, Pete was a great worker, and because of his hard work, he believed he deserved a raise. When he asked the circus owner for the raise, he was flatly denied. So, mad and upset, Pete quit the circus. But he still tagged along behind the circus selling his homemade lemonade. Well, one hot summer day in the midst of a good business day, he ran out of water. So he made his way to the nearest tent and grabbed up a bucket of water, made his lemonade, and continued his enterprise. It wasn't until he poured the first glass that he noticed the lemonade had a pink color to it. All Pete could think to do was to bark out, "Hey, get your lemonade. Get your fresh, cold, strawberry lemonade." And it caught on. People loved it. And today, there's hardly a circus or an outdoor event that doesn't serve pink lemonade. But just where did the pink in that first glass of pink lemonade come from? Well, believe it or not, that water, that day, over 120 years ago, the water that Pete Conklin used to make his lemonade, the water came from a bucket that had in it a performer's red tights that were soaking in the bucket and turned the water pink. I love America, don't you? I'm Jerry Stewart. We're taking a break now, but while I'm gone, answer this question. Just what is a vexillologist? I'll give you the answer when I return with more of this special Independence Day program after these messages.
Faith Talk 570, WTBN.
Once upon a time, customers would find your business with this big, thick book full of phone numbers and competitors' phone numbers. It was a heavy, cumbersome, yellowish-looking thing. You'd place your ad in the book and hope customers would call.
Hello?
Now, there's Salem Surround, delivering customers with targeted digital marketing. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. Learn more at SurroundTampa.com. SurroundTampa.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Austin is a junior at Sarasota Christian School.
I just love that every class is not just about the subject. Not only are you learning mentally and growing in the subjects that you're getting, you're also getting a spiritual aspect that you don't really get at another school.
Academics are important, but there's no higher priority than spiritual growth and development within a caring community.
Not a lot of schools have like a retreat where you actually get to go develop as a Christian, but you're also just growing in friendship.
From pre-K through 12th grade, Sarasota Christian is a school where your child will feel accepted immediately, be cared for deeply, and never be made to feel like an outsider.
Yeah, I've always felt welcome here, and that's one of our biggest things that we pride ourselves on. We're really good at inviting and being able to bring kids in and become really great friends.
Sarasota Christian School, dedicated to Christ and your child's success since 1958. Schedule a tour at sarasotachristian.org. That's sarasotachristian.org.
Weekday mornings at 6, join Pastor Steve Kreloff for Verse by Verse.
You cannot entertain any thoughts that it might be an option of whether I want to let these desires live and develop into sinful actions. There's no option. They have to die.
Listen to Verse by Verse with Pastor Steve Kreloff, weekday mornings at 6 on Faith Talk AM 910 and FM 102.1, online at letstalkfaith.com. Take a break for coffee and truth from God's Word. Weekday mornings at 10, it's Bible Line with Dr. Ralph Yankee Arnold.
If I only fed the flocks, you'll get nothing but fat for the kill. If all I did was warn you, it started to death. So I got to feed you a little bit and warn you a little bit.
And at 10:30, Just Thinking with Robbie Zacharias.
What discipline of naturalism is going to help us solve the problems if you cannot change the heart of a human being? And for that, only God is big enough to do it.
Faith Talk, AM 570, AM 910, and FM 102.1.
And now we return to the Song of Freedom.
Hello and welcome back to this special 4th of July program. I'm Jerry Stewart. Now, just before our break, I asked the question, what is a vexillologist? According to information provided to me by the National Flag Foundation, a vexillologist is a flag expert. Now, that's one to impress your friends with. And speaking of our flag, are you flying your flag today? You know, I believe our American flag is one of the most beautiful and impressive flags in all the world. But some say, what's the big deal whether we fly our flag or not? It's just a piece of cloth. But our flag is so much more than that. It was Henry Cabot Lodge in 1915 who said, our American flag stands for all that we hold dear: freedom, democracy, a government of the people, by the people, and for the people. Henry Ward Beecher in 1861 said this, a thoughtful mind, when it sees our national flag, sees not the flag only, but the nation itself. And that is so true. Our American flag is not just a piece of cloth, it's you and me. And when we see the 13 stripes, red and white, we're brought to remember our original 13 colonies that became our first 13 states. Each state made up of people just like you and me, who bravely fought and sacrificed their own peace and security so that we could have our own free nation today. And when we see those stars, those 50 stars, we realize that each of these stars represents a state in our nation today. One of these stars is for your state, your home. You see, each of us, each of our lives and our families' lives in history, each is interwoven into that flag, with each thread and strand making a part of our own American story, our song of freedom. If our flag could speak to us today, if Old Glory could stand back and belt out a song for all to hear, just what do you think our American flag would say? Well, listen to this piece written by Master Sergeant Percy Webb of the United States Marine Corps. It says, I am Old Glory. For more than 200 years, I have been the banner of hope and freedom for generation after generation of Americans. Born amid the first flames of America's fight for freedom, I am the symbol of a country that has grown from a little group of 13 colonies to a united nation of 50 sovereign states. Planted firmly on the high pinnacle of American faith, my gently fluttering folds have proved an inspiration to untold millions. Men have followed me into battle with unwavering courage. They have looked at me as a symbol of national unity. They have prayed that they and their fellow citizens might continue to enjoy the life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness which has been granted to every American as a heritage of free men. So long as men love liberty more than life itself, so long as they treasure the priceless privileges bought with the blood of our forefathers, so long as the principles of truth, justice, and charity for all remain deeply rooted in American hearts, I shall continue to be the enduring banner of the United States of America. That's our flag. Oh, glory. By the way, there's still time to put up your flag. Over the years, I find myself more and more studying the history of our great America, and I marvel at just how we came to be who we are as a nation today. And of all the marvels and wonders in our nation's history, I still stand in awe of just how we even came to be our own nation. Think about it. Even today, in our United States, we have our vast geographical and cultural differences. Our big city people living in our sprawling, urban, highly populated metroplexes, working in factories and high-rise buildings. Then we have our hundreds of thousands of miles of open land with our farmers and ranchers, our small towns with their cafes and corner stores, some living there who have never even been to a big city. And think about the differences, even down to the way we talk, our local jargons and accents. In so many ways, we are so very different. Just how could the 13 colonies even have come together? One simple word, America, the chance to start fresh and new and free in America. For hundreds of years, people from all nations all around the world have come to America to be Americans. And for well over 100 years, those who have arrived in America by boat in the New York City harbor have seen our Statue of Liberty welcoming them. And engraved on a tablet attached to the pedestal of that statue reads these words: "Keep, ancient lands, your storied pomp, but give me your tired, your poor, your huddled masses yearning to breathe free. The wretched refuse of your teeming shore, send these, the homeless, tempest tossed to me. I lift my lamp beside the golden door." I'm Jerry Stewart. I'll be back with more of the special Independence Day program after these messages.
Stand by for a special program offer.
I am so proud to be an American. It makes me proud to think of the powerful principles and ideals our great nation was built upon and the courageous Americans who dared to build it. Patrick Henry, shaking his fist at the king and demanding, "Give me liberty or give me death." The 56 men who bravely signed the Declaration of Independence, knowing they were risking everything, but still standing up for our nation's freedom and the belief that all men are created equal. Nathan Hale, captured by the British Army, about to be hanged. His last words, "I only regret I have but one life to lose for my country." Wow, what a story and what a lesson for our children to learn and for us who already know to learn again. But did you know that literally millions of Americans today don't know this story? That's why I'm making this special offer. Buy today's program at the regular price of just $11.95 plus $4 shipping and handling. That's the full cost. But there's more. Order now, and with your CD copy, you'll also receive free a written manuscript of today's program, and I'll even autograph it. To place your order now, call 817-576-2976 and tell the operator that you would like the special offer plus the autographed manuscript. You can also order online by going to www.jerrystewartusa.com. That order number again is 817-576-2976 or online at www.jerrystewartusa.com. It is so important that our true stories of America keep going. Operators are standing by, so call now.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. A strong earthquake has rattled a large part of Southern California and parts of Nevada earlier today. That 6.4 magnitude quake struck at 10:33 a.m. local time in the Mojave Desert, about 150 miles northeast of Los Angeles, near the town of Ridgecrest, California. It's the strongest quake to hit the region in 20 years. People from Las Vegas to the Pacific Coast reported feeling a rolling motion that some said lasted up to 20 seconds. Power lines are down and crews are responding to at least 24 medical and fire incidents. Aftershocks are expected. President Trump says the Salute to America 4th of July celebration will be a show of a lifetime this evening. The president will be delivering a speech from the steps of the Lincoln Memorial. Military flyovers also on the schedule. This is SRN News.
What could happen to your marriage if you and your spouse had practical and fun ideas to help your relationship take weekly steps toward greater marriage fitness?
That's the offer from Family Life, a free ebook, Stronger Forever, a personalized 6-week plan to grow your marriage closer to God and closer to each other. Again, it's free.
Just log on to our station website and use the keyword stronger.
And when you log on, you'll also be entered to win the most amazing cruise of your life, an adventure for you and your spouse, no children, aboard a fully chartered luxury cruise ship on Family Life's Love Like You Mean It Marriage Cruise.
So log on now, get the free ebook Stronger Forever, and enter to win a memorable luxury cruise that could re-spark your marriage.
Imagine doing one thing that gives you an entirely different perspective about your place in the world. Think it would be worth it? Dennis Prager here inviting you to join me for a 10-day Stand with Israel tour, a tour through the land of Israel in December 2019. Come with me to get firsthand insight into Israel's fascinating past and promising future. Walk the ancient temple steps, sail on the Sea of Galilee, and so many more unforgettable moments. Return home inspired, renewed, and empowered. If you've ever dreamed of seeing Israel, this is your opportunity. With expert guides and important lectures at key sites, we'll be together in the comfort and safety of luxurious accommodations the whole time. Join me for a life-changing adventure to give you a renewed sense of purpose.
Join Dennis Prager on the Stand with Israel tour. Book today at 800-247-1899, 800-247-1899. Or click on the Stand with Israel banner at letstalkfaith.com.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-340-5765. 1-800-340-5765. That's 1-800-340-5765.
Faith Talk 570. WTBN.
Hello and welcome back to the special Independence Day program. I'm Jerry Stewart. You know, today as we talk about our American road, the road of our history, it's truly an amazing story. All of the ups and downs, all of the oh-so-goods and oh-so-bads. So much we don't completely understand of the whys, but there are two things I know absolutely to be true. First, we were meant to have this nation, America. And if you take some time and look back into our history, you will see all of the times when Almighty God stepped in to save the situation, to save the people. Take some time and look at the story of those first pilgrims that came in the early 1600s. They had literally everything working against them. They were only a small band of people, less than 100. They were out of food. They were facing a horrible winter. They had no shelters to protect them. Many of them were so very sick, yet they survived. Not just survived. After the so very hard times, they grew to be a very successful colony. So what was the secret to their success as a colony? Well, actually, it was no secret at all. They told everyone. It was their absolute faith and Almighty God. And because they sought him and honored him, God gave them this wonderful blessing, America, truly the greatest nation in the world. The second thing that I know about our nation without a doubt is this: the people had to do their part. There is an old saying that says, God helps those who help themselves. Now, I don't know if that's a scripture from the Bible, but I do know that it is a very powerful biblical principle. We can't just sit by, do nothing, and expect things to happen for us. We just can't put a milk bucket in the middle of a pasture and wait for the cow to go milk itself. No, we must make the effort, take the time, do the deed of rounding up the cow, sitting on the stool and milking that cow. And the sad part today is that so many in America have decided to sit and wait for somebody to help them rather than helping themselves. It's a sad truth in our nation today that almost half of our citizens are on some sort of government assistance. Yeah, almost half. And it seems that as a nation, we are more and more voting for those who promise more of the same. Vote for me, they say, and I will help you. And that's the very thing that Benjamin Franklin warned us against. He said, when the citizens begin to vote for those who can most help them, and that's the reason for picking that person, Franklin said, when that becomes the motivation for our voting to help ourselves, that's the beginning of the end of our nation. And sadly, that's exactly where we are being taken today. Wow, could we be coming to the end of our American road? Some think that we are already there. And that's what amazes me about this next story. You know, as I read the stories of our American Revolution, the more I study, the more I see the sheer impossibility of winning. Folks, it was impossible. The odds were so against it, we had very few supplies, not even enough weapons. The British troops outnumbered us dramatically in men and ships and cannons. Everything was against us. But through all of that, we prevailed. We won the war, the quest. We were free. But there was one time, one moment in our American road that it truly seemed the end. It was the winter of 1777. The war had been going on for only a little more than a year, but the leader of the colonial forces, George Washington, could see what was happening. Some of the battles and skirmishes were being won, but we were losing the war. There was no money, no supplies, and the men were losing their hope. Simply said, the troops weren't just working to win a war. They were locked in a desperate struggle just to survive, and they were being slowly backed into the real possibility of surrender. And though they fought for every inch of ground they could, there was a real question as to how much longer America's will to endure would last. So that winter of 1777, as the harsh winters raged on, George Washington decided to move his troops to Valley Forge to wait out the bitter cold. But as the winter wore on, the list of sick and dead mounted higher, and something else. The men's clothing, their uniforms, were literally falling off of them. Believe it or not, there were men who were literally naked because they didn't even have rags to wrap around their bodies. So they began to cut up their tents to make coverings to keep them warm. Even their shoes were wearing out, falling apart. In one of his entries to his diary, Washington wrote this. He said, "To see men without clothing to cover their nakedness, without blankets to lie on, without shoes so that their marching might be traced by the blood from their feet, and submitting without a murmur, it is a proof of patience and obedience which can scarce be paralleled." Wow, absolutely unbelievable. Now, if you had been one of those American soldiers, what would you have done? Now, remember, there was no military draft. They were all volunteers. There was no money to pay them. The colonial funds for war had long before vanished. It had been spent. There was nothing to keep them there but one thing, duty, seeing what needed to be done and doing it. But with all of the death and suffering, something happened. The soldiers did not leave. They stayed, and George Washington was amazed. This became known as the miracle of Valley Forge, and what a miracle it was, and they survived. So, by the spring of 1778, the armies of America had been forged in their hardship to become a formidable force, determined, finally, to free this new nation, America, from the bondage of rule. And if they fought and were defeated, they would get back up and fight again. And the fact that they kept on rising was what finally took the heart out of the British forces. And one other thing, the troops had a saying as they fought. They told those British forces that America would have no king, get this, no king, but King Jesus. Wow, what an unbelievable story. I'm Jerry Stewart. I'm taking a break now, but when I return, I will share some of my final thoughts after these messages.
Stand by for a special program offer.
I am so proud to be an American. It makes me proud to think of the powerful principles and ideals our great nation was built upon and the courageous Americans who dared to build it. That's why I'm making this special offer. Buy today's program at the regular price of just $11.95 plus $4 shipping and handling. Order now, and with your CD copy, you'll also receive free a written manuscript of today's program. To place your order now, call 817-576-2976 and tell the operator that you would like the special offer plus the autographed manuscript. You can also order online by going to www.jerrystewartusa.com. That order number again is 817-576-2976 or online at www.jerrystewartusa.com.
Faith Talk 570, WTBN.
Summer travel season's here. Now's the time to plan that family vacation you'll remember forever. Travel Cat's pre-planned packages make it so easy. Just pack your wardrobe. Whether you want to take that special trip to Washington, D.C., New York City, California, or go international, Travel Cat's will create the perfect worry-free trip within an affordable budget. Travel Cat's are the custom travel experts, putting together unforgettable travel experiences. Call 352-277-7300 or visit TravelCats.com. That's Travel, K-A-T-Z.com.
What do you see yourself doing a few years from now? Thinking about a career is one thing, but preparing for a career is what really counts. If an education in information technology, electronics technology, or drafting and design could help you prepare, then check out the technology-focused programs offered at ITT Technical Institute. Call ITT Tech at 800-741-5123. At ITT Tech, you can develop knowledge and skills to pursue opportunities in a variety of career fields. Classes and day or evening courses meet just a few days a week, and financial aid's available for those who qualify. So if you want to prepare for a career involving technology, look to a leader in technology education. Get started by calling ITT Tech for more information. Call 800-741-5123. 800-741-5123. That's ITT Tech. 800-741-5123. For important information about these programs, go to programinfo.itt-tech.edu.
Weekdays at 1 p.m. Don't miss Fresh Wind Radio with Dr. Jomo Cousins.
The reason your relationship can't grow is you have an account of offenses. You have to close out the offense account and open a grace account.
Fresh Wind Radio with Dr. Jomo Cousins. Weekdays at 1 on Faith Talk 570, 910, and online at letstalkfaith.com. Faith Talk 570.
Hello,
WTBN.
And welcome back to the special Independence Day program. I'm Jerry Stewart. Today we are celebrating the birthday of our great nation, America. But in this program, we are also remembering the great sacrifices made by our founding fathers and the hundreds of millions of Americans who followed. each giving everything they had so that we could have this very special freedom celebration today. But ask yourself this question. Do you think our founding fathers could have ever imagined that after 200 years, what they said or did would even be remembered by us today? I don't think so. But that's the beauty of their sacrifice. They didn't do it for fame or recognition. They made their great sacrifices for God and country, and I am so very proud. But think about this. If our nation, our world, should survive another 200 years, just how will our generation be remembered? As books are written and the song of freedom continues to be sung, just how will our verse in that song read? Will it talk of courage and bravery? Absolutely. But there will be other parts of our own generation's song that are not quite so glowing. Sadly, our generation will be remembered as the first generation in America that killed hundreds of millions of little unborn Americans, all in the name of something called the right to choose. We will be remembered as the American generation that lost our compass when it comes to determining right from wrong. We've replaced it by demanding our own rights. But you see, freedom from right and wrong is a freedom that cannot survive. Finally, sadly, our generation will be remembered as the generation of America who spawned this idea that God no longer belongs in our nation, even to the point that some are arguing that we need to take the name of God out of our pledge of allegiance. It was President Dwight Eisenhower who signed the resolution to put God's name into our pledge. And upon its signing, he said this, "Our spiritual weapons will forever be our country's most powerful resource, both in times of war and peace." Yes, we all are part of the history of America. And just what each of us says and does is now being added to our American Song of Freedom. What does your verse say? Listen to these words from songwriter Keith Green. It says, "Oh, may all who come behind us find us faithful. May the fire of our devotion light their way. May the footprints that we leave lead them to believe. Oh, may all who come behind us find us faithful." Oh, Lord, we pray that you will help us to honor our nation and the ideals that this nation was built upon. Help us to walk in a way that others can see that our walk was faithful. Well, that's all of our program for today. I appreciate the great support that I get and all of the letters and emails. I ask you to keep them coming. I'm Jerry Stewart saying goodbye for now. May God bless you. And may God bless America.
The Cal Thomas Commentary is brought to you by Values Through Media. Now here's syndicated columnist Cal Thomas.
Whatever you think about President Trump's decision to insert himself into the previously nonpartisan 4th of July celebration, the Washington event isn't the only way to observe America's 243rd birthday. There are state and local observances across the nation at which you can participate if you don't want to attend or watch the Washington event on TV. There's also an opportunity to consider what makes America unique, and this warning from our 30th president. On the 150th observance of Independence Day, Calvin Coolidge said about liberty, quote, "We cannot continue to enjoy the result if we neglect and abandon the cause. We are rapidly abandoning the cause in pursuit of other things, from immigration without assimilation to a moral depravity that has led to the collapse of other empires and nations. While all nations are a drop in the bucket and less than nothing, according to Isaiah, Americans have seen themselves as unique. There are no guarantees we will be preserved from the destiny of other nations. None. For righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Happy Fourth." I'm Cal Thomas.
For a free copy of today's commentary, visit calthomas.com or write us at Values Through Media, P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. That's P.O. Box 373340, Key Largo, Florida 33037. Please specify the date and subject. Your tax-deductible gifts to Values Through Media help support us. Listen again next time for the Cal Thomas Commentary.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and possibly improve your credit score. So call Trinity and talk to a certified counselor. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Did you know the human body does not make its own vitamin C? That's right. That's why it's critical to supplement your diet with a good source of vitamin C every single day. Aqua Powders Vitamin C is a safe, effective, and delicious way to get the powerful vitamin C your body needs. And it's easy. Just mix with water and drink. Feel more energy, boost your immune system, and fight free radical damage. The secret is that Aqua Powders Vitamin C combines nature's most potent forms of vitamin C, including Acerola cherry, to deliver 2,000 milligrams per serving. That's real protection. And Aqua Powders Vitamin C is available on Amazon. That's spelled AQUAPOWDERZ. Vitamin C is one of the best things you can do for your health, and Aqua Powders is one of the best ways to get vitamin C. So go to Amazon now and get your Aqua Powders Vitamin C today. And remember, Aqua Powders transforms water into wellness.
This is a special alert for Americans who owe more than $10,000 in back taxes. Get ready for a toll-free hotline number. Call and get free information on how to take advantage of new initiatives that could significantly reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. Call Stop IRS Debt today at 800-893-8907. Learn how you can stop collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments, all by using a proven A-plus BBB-rated tax system that negotiates with the IRS for you. If you have and filed returns in years, or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get tax relief. The government is ready to work out a generous program that can resolve your tax debt quickly. Be warned, this situation won't last forever, and your tax debt will only get worse if you don't act now. Do not try to handle it yourself. Call Stop IRS Debt now for free information. 800-893-8907. That's 800-893-8907. 800-893-8907.
When it comes to hiring an AC, plumbing, or electrical contractor, finding one you can trust has always been a challenge. Until now, Cornerstone Pros. Commitment to quality surpasses customer standards. You can count on the technicians at Cornerstone Pros to go out of their way to deliver an exceptional experience. That's the Cornerstone difference. Call 813-291-0522.
For service like it ought to be, fair, fast, and friendly, call Cornerstone Pros.
Saturday afternoons at 4:30. Join Pastor John Couch for This Day in the Word.
He blesses those who diligently, they are focused. They got missile lock. They're dialed in. They're going after God, who seek Him, who run hard after Him, who love Him, who live for Him.
This Day in the Word with Pastor John Couch. Saturday afternoons at 4:30 on Faith Talk 570 WTBN. Online at letstalkfaith.com.
Here's the latest from SRN News.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. An earthquake rattled a big stretch of Southern California, parts of Nevada today, making things like hanging lamps sway and photo frames and walls shake. Caltech seismologist Lucy Jones says not many people live right near the quake's epicenter.
It is a relatively uninhabited, it's a sparsely inhabited area. So the number of people who would have received damage is much lower.
Waitress Cora Burke works nearby at the Midway Cafe.
It was pretty good. And my grandson at home said I had a lot of broken glass in my house.
The 6.4 magnitude quake measured 6.4, striking near the Mojave Desert about 150 miles northeast of Los Angeles. President Trump says his 4th of July salute to America will be the show of a lifetime, the president calling his event a salute to America, honoring the armed forces. This is SRN News.
You're a good, good father. It's who you are. It's who you are. It's who you are. And I'm loved by you. It's who I am. It's who I am. It's who I am.
Welcome back on probably one of the most important sports segments that we do each year, and that is the Friday before Super Bowl Sunday. And all the activity is starting to heat up with the teams traveling to Houston and the coverage day by day by day. Today, once again, we have probably the best sports expert in all of West Central Florida. I'm talking about Paul Porter, and he is our in-resident sports expert here on AM 860 The Answer. And, of course, his show airs each Saturday from 11 to 1 on AM 860, and you can have a lot of fun not only being plugged in with his sports experts, but there's always participation and always some fun things to win. Now, Paul, well, you might have heard that booming voice on Sunday night. I heard it several times, and that was when he was down the road at the old Citrus Bowl for the NFL Pro Bowl. He was watching those men in the blue and red popsicle uniforms as they were playing the Pro Bowl game. But he was the arena voice for the Pro Bowl. He's also in Orlando for the Orlando Magic at the Amalie Arena, the arena voice for the Magic. Here at the Amalie Arena, he's the arena voice, the Tampa Bay Lightning and the Tampa Bay Storm. And when the season rolls around the fall, he'll resume his responsibilities with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers because he is the press box voice, assisting with those stats for all of the folks covering the game. And with that, Paul Porter, it's a big day on Sunday, so it's good to have you back.
Well, thank you, Bill. Happy Super Bowl weekend. It's officially underway as of today.
Absolutely. Before we talk about Super Bowl, I want to flash back. Is it just me, or when we have these Pro Bowls and they have these, I guess the Thursday night, kind of unusual looking uniforms, does it ever catch your eye? I don't know. It didn't look like football to me.
Well, it kind of reminded me of the election. You had the red and the blue.
Yeah, going maybe at that's it.
Yeah, but
Good call. I didn't think about that. Good call.
It actually was a pretty good game. Unlike most All-Star games, it ended up 20-13, the AFC prevailing over the NFC. But it was actually a game that was really more dominated by defense than offense, which you don't expect to see with the lack of tackling and the fact that players just don't want to get hurt, and they're going through that. So it was an entertaining game for the fans. They had a great crowd at the Citrus Bowl in Orlando, upwards of 65,000 there for that game. And all in all, I think the NFL was very happy with it. And they do have another year left on the contract, so the Citrus Bowl will be hosting the Pro Bowl again in 2018.
Is it your sense, regardless of how Orlando does, is it your sense that they will now move that around every two or three years to maybe one of the other NFL cities here in what I guess Alaska would call the lower 48, or back to Hawaii? Any kind of sense whatsoever about what the thinking is?
I think they would certainly consider that strongly. I think they want to see how Orlando does next year, and then maybe look at a Miami, or they could even go to one of the dome stadiums and play. Obviously, you can't play outdoors in January, but I think that they will be open to that, and maybe make it like a bid type thing that they do for the Super Bowl, where individual cities bid on hosting the Super Bowl. So I think that's all a possibility.
All right. Let's switch to the big game. We have, of course, the Atlanta Falcons that are in our conference for the Buccaneers, and we split with them one win, one loss. And so I think folks here around town that if Atlanta brought the whole thing home, we'd feel pretty good about them. And also the fact that, hey, if you're going to get beat by the Super Bowl champion. Then you have the wily veterans. You got the bromance, you know, between Tom Brady and Bill Belichick. Some of the greatest team to ever play football. But you know what? When you talk about making sure that you're taking all the options available, some are above water, some have been known to be below water. How's this matchup go? Is this going to be like whoever quarterback has the ball in the last minute is going to win this game if it's neck and neck? But how do you see it?
Well, with all due respect to Patriot fans, I'm really pulling for the Falcons in this one. Not just because I'm not a crazy Patriot fan, but their Bucs are in the same division as the Atlanta Falcons, and I think it would be great if the Super Bowl champion came out of the NFC South. So I'm really rooting for them. I have some personal friends in the Falcon organization and general manager Rich McKay and Reggie Roberts, the longtime public relations director there. I've worked with both of those gentlemen. So I really have an interest. Many years, Super Bowl, I don't really care who wins, and I just want to see a good game. But in this one, I'm really rooting for the Falcons. And I think what it's going to come down to, Bill, is who has the say as far as getting their game plan established. The Falcons have a high-powered offense. They want a high-scoring game that's going to be up and down the field. The Patriots are a much more conservative team with probably the better defense of the two teams, and they want to get the ball in Tom Brady's hands and keep it out of Matt Ryan's hands. So whoever is able to impose their will on the other team, I think, will probably come out on top in this game. It's very close. The Patriots are a slight favorite, but I think a lot of that is because they've been there before. But head coach Bill Belichick, who always has a smile on his face, as you know, says that they realize that this is their biggest test yet.
They're really good and they're consistent. I mean, they move the ball and hang up a lot of points every week. So it's been, you know, obviously the biggest challenge of the year, the best offensive team that we faced. And that's, you know, we'll have our hands full. We know that.
And across the field, Dan Quinn, the head coach of the Falcons, says it's important for his club to take care of the ball.
These are two really good teams that have high regard for the ball on offense and know how to go after it on defense. Both teams had 11 turnovers during the season, which happened to be the fewest in the NFL. So they're going to be tough to come by.
And, of course, you're looking at two very good quarterbacks in Tom Brady and also in Matt Ryan. And Julio Jones, one of Matt Ryan's favorite targets, talked about what has made Matt so successful.
The whole offense allowed that to happen. The way we go out there and explosive, and it starts with the offensive line. They do a great job for us, keeping Matt upright and giving us time, giving him time to throw the ball down the field and gaping holes for the running backs to run through.
And as for Tom Brady and the Patriots side of the ball, he says it was good to be back on the practice field and actually getting ready for a game on Sunday.
Practice was it was great to be out there. You know, I think we practiced Sunday and then had a lot of kind of things to do Monday and Tuesday. So kind of a lot of pent-up energy to get out there and go over the stuff that's actually, going to help us win the game.
So kickoff set for 6:30 on Sunday night, and of course a lot of people will be tuning in to see the commercials and see what there are there. There's been some controversy there, as I'm sure you're aware of, Bill, with several of them being rejected for one reason or another, for political reasons or for reasons that the NFL has, but I know of two or three that had to be altered or eliminated altogether.
Well, and the big unknown, we've had, you can have equipment malfunction with the teams, but you can also have costume malfunctions during the Super Bowl halftime. And with Lady Gaga, I'm going to take this up with Ben Kaiser with Movie Guide a little bit later, but Lady Gaga and folks speculating that she's going to have some big protest against Donald Trump. And, you know, I guess where I'm at, it doesn't matter whether it was Obama, Trump, Eisenhower, or George Washington. It just would be nice to watch. I'm getting so tired of protest either way with Hollywood stars. I'd like to just go watch a football game, just watch a halftime show, and not have to be with the hype that something so unrelated is going to happen. I wonder, since the NFL has been very vigilant on the ads, I wonder if there's been a lot of conversations. And by the way, I would be one nowadays. I would put in the contract with Lady Gaga, I would cost her almost all her for fee, or anybody else. If you go off the reservation and you do something political or something like that, guess what? You're going to owe us a lot of money. Your thoughts on that?
Well, I I tend to agree with you. My best recommendation, if you remember, some churches put out CDs that you could play at halftime. They featured Tony Dungy, I know, one year. But my recommendation would be the halftime's going to be about 30 minutes. So when the first half ends, either turn the TV down or turn it off and time it out for 30 minutes to come back and watch the second half. And, of course, a lot of people like to put out the great spreads of great food on Super Bowl Sunday. So that might be a time to make your way to the kitchen or wherever the food happens to be and just enjoy some great delicacies and then turn the game on for the second half. And you'll still be able to see the entire game in its entirety and not have to put up with whatever transpires during halftime.
Mm. Now, Paul Porter is with us. Now, I got a question for you now that we're on that subject, but I just want to remind our folks, this is Paul Porter, host of the home team here on AM 860 The Answer, not here, but our sister station. And tomorrow, 11 to 1, they're really going to be debating the X's and O's when it comes to this Sunday matchup. Don't want to miss that. They always have some great giveaways. And I got a few more questions, at least a couple on the Super Bowl, but we're doing a national official poll this afternoon. So when it comes to be halftime on Sunday, I know you and Jan are going to be together. The poll is, what's your favorite dipping edible, and what is your favorite dip?
Interesting question. We actually like the nachos and cheese. That's what we go with. Sometimes we'll get a little bit creative and throw some bacon on top, something along those lines. But I favor the nachos and cheese, and Jan favors the nachos and salsa. And then she may have a little bit of what I have, and I have a little bit of what she does. But that's what we generally do. And believe it or not, we like the old traditional hot dog. So we'll go out and get some real good hot dogs to make and have those.
The tasty ones, not those. The tasty ones, not those synthetic deals, right?
Correct. Yeah, absolutely. They've got to be the good kosher hot dogs. Those are the kind I prefer.
Now I got to do a follow up question to be a good interviewer this afternoon. Now let's talk about this cheese deal. Now, do you like your cheese heated up, say, out of the microwave, or is that room temperature cheese dip?
No, I like, actually, what I really like is to get those cheese chunks, you know, of the Colby and the cheddar and all that, and then just melt those over the top of the nachos.
Wow, that's hardcore, man. That is hardcore.
Oh, yeah. So I'm in my glory when I'm doing that. And
you could care less about Lady Gaga, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Usually the cheese runs out before the nachos do, so I'll go and get a few more cubes of cheese and have a repeat performance.
All right. Well, that's been our question of the day, so I want to make sure I got that in. Let's get back to a couple of follow-up questions on this ballgame. By the way, our statistician, I want you to weigh in on this, our fact checker here gave me something that I think is worthwhile mentioning. With the Atlanta Falcons going to the Super Bowl, the NFC South is the first division since the NFL realignment to have all teams represented in a Super Bowl. What are your thoughts about that as far as a factoid achievement?
Was not aware of that, but that's an interesting stat, and I think it's something that the NFC can be proud of. The fact that the NFC is so competitive, usually at the start of the season, all four teams are given some consideration. I know a lot of people thought that Carolina would be back in the Super Bowl again after such a strong showing, but it's nice to see another team like Atlanta. And I know there was another poll done as well, Bill, where they asked who will be the next quarterback to make his debut in the Super Bowl. And the overwhelming choice, our very own Jameis Winston.
Mm.
So a lot of people think that we could be seeing the Buccaneers in the Super Bowl in the not-too-distant future.
Well, that's very, very interesting indeed. And looking forward to some of those free agents that might be floating around and who we might be able to build this team with when we get further. But going back to this game, you know, when I look at this, Matt Ryan certainly has been super impressive. And he and his team, they're just ready to go. They're hyped up. They haven't been there all often. Arthur Blank has been doing the jig or whatever, you know, after the games. But then you look at the other side of the field, I mean, these guys have been there so many times in their team. And I will say they're a little bit handicapped because Gronkowski is not going to be in the lineup, and that's been one of his go-to receivers. I guess if it comes down to this shootout, and again, I think you and I talked about the fact that, well, let's not forget that both sides have very impressive defenses, so this shootout that everybody's looking for, maybe it won't be quite the shootout, but when you look at the fact that whoever the quarterback may be, if it's a 7-3 ball game, and it has a minute left and whoever's down, you know, whatever, you know, you just got to feel, and I'm pulling for Atlanta, but just got to feel that when it comes to experience with clock management at the end, boy, I'll tell you what, Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, it's hard to get past that bromance.
Oh, absolutely, they are. And really, I think if this is a low-scoring game, the Patriots win. If it's a high-scoring game, the Falcons win. I think probably about 30 points is the level that will determine who wins. If it's under 30 points total, I think you'll see a New England victory. If it's over 30, I think the Falcons will probably come out on top. But it's really going to come down to, can they keep the ball out of Matt Ryan's hands, and can the Patriots defense shut down or at least slow down this high-powered Falcon offense? I think that's going to be the key to the game.
All right. Well, the Tampa Bay Lightning has kind of been maybe a roller coaster is too simplistic, but it's up, down, left, right. And, well, just tell us a little bit about what's happening. You've got the best seat in the house. They were on the ice last night. What's the latest update on our beloved Tampa Bay Lightning?
Well, unfortunately, it's been more down than up of late. They dropped another game last night, their second loss since the All-Star break, and falling to the Ottawa Senators by a score of 5-2. Ironically, it was Groundhog's Day last night, and they were playing a lot of takeoffs of the Groundhog's Day movie where the same thing was happening over and over again. And this game was almost identical to Tuesday night's game with the Boston Bruins. I had a chance to talk with Brian Boyle after the game, and if there's one guy on the team that doesn't talk in cliches and doesn't pull any punches, it's Brian Boyle. So he's always a favorite of the media to talk to. And he basically says that they can't afford to quit at this point of the season.
We can't have that attitude that we're getting kicked while we're down, because I don't think any other team is feeling sorry for us right now. That is going to give us a charity win along the way here. Every game's going to be like this. And whether we know it or not, it's been like this in the past. You know, the game, the intensity ramps up in the second half, and then again in the playoffs. And we've been through that, and we've had team confidence, and we've had guys having big years, and we've advanced. But we need to know that if you're going to quit, it's going to get really ugly.
And I like Brian Boyle because he really does speak from the heart. He tells you what he's thinking, how he feels. He's a veteran player that's been there before. And so obviously the next question after all of that is, can this team turn it around?
The results take a toll on you night after night, but just because it gets harder and harder each loss doesn't mean it's okay to just say, we'll give it the old college try. Because the worst part about this whole thing is we've been there. We've done it. And we can do it again. It's just, it's up to us, and we need to understand that. And it's there's not going to be a flip of the switch or an aha moment. It's going to be hard work. It's going to be a lot of sweat.
And the thing I really liked about that, Bill, and you could hear it yourself, was that he paused in between his statements. Mm-hmm. He was really thinking as he was speaking. He wasn't just sprouting out some cliches or some, you know, take it a game at a time or we have to execute or the things you hear all the time. He was really talking from the heart and telling how he felt, and I think you can put a lot into that. Tyler Johnson also says that the Bolts are a better team than they've been playing.
We feel like we can play a lot better. We know we can do better. It's just a matter of doing it now. I know we've been saying this for a while, talk's cheap, but, we really do have to.
So we'll see if they can turn it around. They've got 8 games now coming up against the Western Conference starting tomorrow night when the Anaheim Ducks come to town. And there's still time to do it, but right now they're about 8 points out of that final playoff spot and 30 games remaining. So time is starting to be a factor.
Oh, we hear that. All right, coming up tomorrow, got about a minute or so left. Anything in particular do you think is going to lead the discussion? I know it's going to be Super Bowl. What do you think the lead discussion point will be tomorrow?
Well, I think the Super Bowl will certainly take center stage. We have our contest where we'll be inviting people to call in and predict the final score of the Super Bowl, and whoever is closest to the actual score will win a large group of prizes. So it's well worth getting involved in the contest tomorrow. And then we'll touch on the Lightning as well, with them having a game tomorrow night. We'll certainly look at that. We'll look back at the Pro Bowl that was played last Sunday, and also get into a little bit of basketball, the Orlando Magic struggling as well, and they have a game tonight, so we'll recap that a little bit as well.
And, of course, Paul is going to be on his way over to the Amway Arena to call that contest tonight in Orlando. Well, Paul, as always, thanks so much for being with us on this Friday afternoon, and as we're all getting ready for the big game on Sunday, and I want you to enjoy those special chunks of cheese on those very special trips. And as always, tell Miss Jan we said hello. And so for someone who lives and breathes sports, I hope that as you're having a chance to just kind of settle down and not have to do a lot of work at this deal, you'll have a great Sunday evening, and look forward to how we will chat again in the future.
I'm very looking forward to it, Bill. In fact, tomorrow night will be my fifth game in five nights, so I'm looking forward to having a day off on Sunday to just relax and kick back and enjoy the game.
Well, you do that, and make sure tonight when you're on your way back, just take it easy. I come back from the arena tonight.
Thank you. I absolutely will.
All righty. See you soon. Paul Porter, again, catch him tomorrow on the home team on our sister station AM 860 The Answer. They'll kick things off at 11 o'clock, a full 2 hours, and that's going to be a great show. Well, coming up in a moment, let's take it on out to California and hear a little bit about what the Hollywood scene has to offer, as well as sort of a final countdown for the evening of the 25th Annual Movie Guide Awards. Ben Kaiser's up next. Don't go away. I'll be right back after SRN News.
Austin is a junior at Sarasota Christian School.
I just love that every class is not just about the subject. Not only are you learning mentally and growing in the subjects that you're getting, you're also getting a spiritual aspect that you don't really get at another school.
Academics are important, but there's no higher priority than spiritual growth and development within a caring community.
Not a lot of schools have like a retreat where you actually get to go develop as a Christian, but you're also just growing in friendship.
From pre-K through 12th grade, Sarasota Christian is a school where your child will feel accepted immediately, be cared for deeply, and never be made to feel like an outsider.
Yeah, I've always felt welcome here, and that's one of our biggest things that we pride ourselves on. We're really good at inviting and being able to bring kids in and become really great friends.
Sarasota Christian School, dedicated to Christ and your child's success since 1958. Schedule a tour at sarasotachristian.org. That's sarasotachristian.org.
What could happen to your marriage if you and your spouse had practical and fun ideas to help your relationship take weekly steps toward greater marriage fitness?
That's the offer from Family Life, a free ebook, Stronger Forever, a personalized 6-week plan to grow your marriage closer to God and closer to each other. Again, it's free.
Just log on to our station website and use the keyword stronger.
And when you log on, you'll also be entered to win the most amazing cruise of your life, an adventure for you and your spouse, no children, aboard a fully chartered luxury cruise ship on Family Life's Love Like You Mean It Marriage Cruise.
So log on now, get the free ebook Stronger Forever, and enter to win a memorable luxury cruise that could re-spark your marriage.
Thank you.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips. Tips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-311-6855. 800-311-6855. That's 800-311-6855. 800-311-6855.
Oh, man, I've got a crack in my glass.
A what? In your what?
A crack in my glass.
Oh, your car. What a pain in the glass. Auto Glass America will come to you and give you cash for your cracked glass. And they'll give you new glass for free. Their work is guaranteed. They use OEM quality windshields. Call Auto Glass America at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS.
Comprehensive insurance required.
Auto Glass America.
We're surrounded by noise, bombarded by information, messages struggling to get attention. So many choices and ways to reach customers. Your message needs to cut through and stand out. Today's technology can do that, but you need the resources and know-how to make it all work. You need Salem Surround. With all the digital marketing tools available and necessary to compete in today's business world, you need to know how to use all the options efficiently. Our team at Salem Surround has the expertise to manage all your digital marketing under one roof. We know digital marketing and how to deliver customers so you can run your business. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and some great ideas to increase your online visibility and revenue. For no limitations on how and where you can reach customers, there's Salem Surround, total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more at surroundtampa.com. Surroundtampa.com, connecting you with new customers.
You gave me the scars, put them out of my reach. Call me the waters a little too deep. Oh, I've never been so aware of my need. You keep on making me see it's way beyond me.
We're back on this Thursday afternoon, and our Thursday is really our Friday, because tomorrow we'll have some special programming in observance of the Good Friday memorial that we're all going to be thinking about throughout the day. And so we wanted to have a chance to talk to Movie Guide, especially because this is a very big weekend for them, and we think so highly of them, and we'll tell you what that is. Some of you probably know already what's coming up on Easter, but joining me is Ben Kaiser, and he's a managing editor there at Movie Guide. And, of course, movieguide.org is our recommended and preferred site, highly recommended that you bookmark on your office or home PC. And they also have two great apps, one for the iPhone, one for the Android. Make sure that you download those, because when you're on the go, they really come in handy. I want to remind you that not only do they have the website, they have a biweekly journal, and they do an excellent job on behalf of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ to evaluate motion pictures and other entertainment products from a conservative Christian perspective. Most importantly, the mission is to make sure you know what is suitable for your family's consumption, and you get to make that choice, because they really do a yeoman's job of letting you know exactly what's going to be in each movie. And coming up on this Sunday at 5 o'clock, it is the annual Movie Guide Awards, and that's what I really wanted to talk about today with Ben Kaiser. Ben, good to have you with us.
It's good to be with you, Bill.
Well, I'm just looking at the number 8. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. The Fast and Furious. Now we have the latest one coming out this weekend. Fate of the Furious. Is there anything really different about these eight movies, or is it all just race, bang them up, and you know what?
Well, you know, there's nothing that different, but I will say it is missing one of the main characters, starred by Paul Walker, who passed away a few years back. A lot of people remember during the last Fast and Furious movie, Paul Walker passed away in a car crash while he wasn't filming, and they had to film the latter half of the movie without him. So, you know, this is the first movie that is really without his presence. So in that sense, it's a little different, but it really is the same mechanics of the previous movies. But, you know, I've got some good things to say about it, actually, surprisingly.
Well, let's hear them.
So this Fate of the Furious movie, if you're a fan of, like, action, adventure, car racing, you probably already watched some of these movies. And in this movie, the main character, Dom Toretto, who's played by Vin Diesel, this hacker villain has leverage over Dom Toretto, and she gets Dom to betray his team of other drivers that he's been working with the last eight movies. So now you have the team against Dom, and they have to defeat their friend, and then also try to figure out how to stop this evil villain who's stealing weapons of mass destruction. So it sounds like a lot of other movies. Here's the thing I kind of like about these movies, though. The surprising thing is there's a lot of Christian content that they include in these movies. Multiple characters pray or wear crucifixes. There's a lot of symbolic imagery behind a lot of Christian iconography, and it's actually somewhat powerful. And in the very end, they've done this multiple times. The team, after they've defeated the villain, they gather together around a table and they pray and they thank God for like all the gifts they have. And it's kind of a jarring thing to see in a major blockbuster movie, especially one that's an action adventure. And those elements really do elevate the movie and make it that much better. Now, that said, it's not without its problems. It's definitely got some blemishes. There's too much foul language. It is a PG-13 movie, but they include too many S words and some profanities, including some GDs, and it's disappointing. And then the other frustrating thing is that there's always one or two street races. In this movie, there's one street race where they have scantily clad women that wear, you know, far too little clothing. They need a better wardrobe designer for those scenes. And those sequences always diminish the acceptability of the movie. And then there's some violence. So we do warrant a strong caution. It's not for young teenagers. Check out the review, check out the content section. It's an entertaining movie. We gave it 4 stars for quality. So it is a lot of fun to watch, but there is some caution even with some of those positive elements.
Let me ask you a question, Ben Kaiser, related to when an actor dies midway through a production. I was either reading or something came across my desk about how the technology today is. If you have a recent image of someone, that there is computer technology that they basically could, you know, use the magic of the PC to insert this person into an entire movie. True or not true?
No, it's very true. That's what they did in the last Fast and Furious movie. They hired Paul Walker's younger brother, and they did CGI over Paul Walker's brother's face. His name's Cody, and it looked like Paul Walker. They also did that with Rogue One. You remember Carrie Fisher? You had a CGI young Carrie Fisher, and after she passed away, there was discussions about whether they would have a CGI Carrie Fisher in the next Star Wars movie. Disney decided not to go that route because there are legal ramifications to that. Because an actor, in a sense, they have that's their identity, and they don't want their face or likeness to be used. Or the families of those actors don't want their faces to be used for years to come, per se. So it's a complicated thing, but it is crazy how far technology has come in that sense.
All right. Ben Kaiser is our guest this afternoon. And, of course, movieguide.org is the website where you can really drill down and find out all the intricate details about The Fate of the Furious as well as other movies. And we only have a chance to scratch the surface in our time together. And, again, we're talking to Ben Kaiser because tomorrow we have some special programming for our Good Friday observance. And we wanted to have this special chat, especially for one of the topics coming up in just a moment. Another movie we want to talk about today, it is starring Chris Evans, better known as Captain America in the Marvel movies, and this one is called Gifted. Tell us about this one.
Yeah, Gifted is, it's a really interesting movie. It's not one you typically see Chris Evans in. It's a drama, and he plays this this middle-aged man who's taking care of his 7-year-old niece, Mary. And he's been homeschooling Mary, and Chris Evans' character's name is Frank, and he's single. And at a certain point, Frank decides he has to send Mary to school. So he sends Mary to school, and Mary doesn't want to be there at all. She just wants to stay with her uncle and homeschool. And while at school, this teacher approaches her and asks Mary what 2 + 2 is. And Mary says, oh, 2 + 2 = 4. And the teacher asks, what's 5 + 5? And Mary says, 10. And Mary's like, this is way too easy. Why are we even doing this? And then the teacher asks a very complicated question, like, what's 55 times 103? And really quickly, Mary gives the answer, something that you need a calculator for. So the teacher realizes that Mary's gifted. She turns out to be a math prodigy. And as soon as they find out she's a math prodigy, then Mary's grandmother comes in, and she wants to send Mary to this school for gifted people. And Frank thinks that she needs a regular childhood. And so there's this custody battle that happens between Mary's grandmother and Mary's uncle about where Mary should be. And it's kind of about, you know, childhood and what's important for children. There's a lot of good content. There is some questionable worldview. So in some of the discussions, Mary asks Frank at some point whether he believes in God, because Mary's neighbor, the neighbor is played by Octavia Spencer, and she's this strong Christian woman that has a lot of faith. So Mary's trying to figure out, oh, what does my uncle believe in? And he kind of gives a iffy question. He pretty much just says, oh, you know, I'm not gonna tell you one way or another whether I believe in God. And so there's some other elements that are questionable. So read the full content section where we dig into that. But otherwise, other than some foul language, it is a pretty decent movie. It's opening in about 1,000 theaters this weekend. And we gave it a -2 for strong caution and 4 stars for quality, because the little actress that plays Mary is absolutely terrific. Her name's McKenna Grace, and she does a great job. And Chris Evans is also quite good in the movie.
All right. And again, to get the full review, movieguide.org, that's for Gifted. Comes in at a quality 4 stars, top of the chart. However, some cautions with that -2. Well, without any further ado, I want to talk about some top 10 Easter movies. And by the way, the only real Moses to my generation, the generation before me, is going to make a cameo appearance. Well, not cameo, he's back on Saturday night. But coming up this Sunday at 5 o'clock Eastern, we want you to set your DVR, excuse me, Sunday at 5 o'clock on Easter. We want you to set your DVR if you have some family activities. And Ben Kaiser, that's because this is the long-awaited event that you really want to talk about, don't you?
Oh, yeah. And I'm really excited about this Movie Guide Awards in particular, because if you've watched it with us in the past, this one's going to be different from years past. It's very difficult to take a 3-hour award ceremony and boil it down into a 45-minute special. And what we did with this show is kind of unique. We took the theme, and the theme is movie guides, movies that inspire. And we took that theme and we incorporated segments and special times that were had at the Movie Guide Awards. But then we also incorporate interviews that we did with some of the Movie Guide award-winning movies, and we really dig down into specific movies like Sully, which was nominated for the Faith and Freedom Award. And we talked, why was Sully nominated for the Faith and Freedom Award? What is it about this movie that inspires us to pursue freedom? And Dr. Baer talks about that. Or Pete's Dragon is nominated for a Best Family Movie. And we dig down and it's like, why is this movie stand out above all the other movies that came out? And then we talk to some of the stars like Bryce Dallas Howard or Mel Gibson, and we incorporate those interviews. And then we also bring in the Movie Guide Awards. So it's a very special program. It's going to be different from what you've normally seen at the Movie Guide Awards, but we're really excited about it.
All right, and again, that's going to be on the Reels channel, so you want to look that up either on Frontier or on
DirecTV?
Well, I'm trying to remember. It's our new Spectrum. Sorry about that, Spectrum. We had to kind of get that straight, but go ahead. The Reels channel may not be one of your channels that you watch very regularly, but go ahead and set up your DVR for that hour, and I'm looking forward to it. And again, I understand that your special guest host this year kind of kept things kind of lighthearted and really gave a good clean hosting of your event, right?
Oh yeah, Terry Crews. He starts the show off with some real. I appreciate a good dad joke. I'm not a dad yet, but I'm already practicing. And Terry Crews starts the show out with some good jokes, keeps it clean. It's not political. That's what you're going to see differently. You don't have to worry, like when you watch the Oscars or the Golden Globes, that someone's going to go make a political speech or say some PC, you know, correctness. But it is fun. It's clean. And it's informative. And it's going to help you think about movies in a different way. And you're going to come away, hopefully, inspired and really looking at things with a more, you know, biblical lens. And I'm really excited. I hope people tune in.
All right. Again, that's going to be this Sunday, 5:00. And I'm looking forward to seeing it myself. And with many of you, especially here in Florida, we know it's going to be a good weekend. And after you get up early, those of you heading out to Sunrise Service, and then some of you are going to your services on Sunday. Some may take advantage of the Saturday services. But I know in the afternoon, quite frankly, it you might be doing something around the 5:00 hour. It'd be great to be able to come in from whatever Easter activities that you have been participating in. Sit down, get yourself that shower, get yourself Coca-Cola or something, and sit down as a family and watch the 25th Annual Movie Guide Awards on Sunday evening. All right, we also have an article about the top 10 Easter movies. So there have been some good ones out there. Talk about that.
Yeah, so the top of our list this year, there's some good ones, and you can go to movieguide.org for the full list, but Quo Vadis is a great classic. I remember growing up watching this one myself. It's terrific. It stars Robert Taylor. It was made in the 1950s. It's very wholesome, and it's a classic, and it's about a character named Marcus Vinicius. And it's about a war between him and the tyrannical Nero. It's really good. I highly recommend it. Also, I forgot to mention this earlier. People should definitely go out to see Case for Christ this weekend. It's opening in about 500 more theaters. Really good movie. If you still haven't seen it, highly recommend you go check out The Case for Christ. And
thanks for doing that, because Lee Strobel was with us yesterday and reiterated that he had the movie's going to have some more theaters opening. So thank you for reminding us.
And I got one more fun one. I didn't tell you guys about this, but we got an awesome giveaway happening right now. We're giving away a free Redbox movie night for a whole year, and we can choose 10 winners. So that's a whole year's worth of free movie rentals from Redbox. And all you have to do to enter is text the word movie guide to the number 25827. That's text the word movie guide to 25827, and then you'll be entered to win.
Again, that number is 25287. Send a text, and when you do that, just
25827.
25827. 25827. Put in movie guide and send that to along on your text messaging. Also want to remind you that coming up on Saturday, the only one who's Moses to me and generations before me, Chuck Heston, is going to be on the big screen on ABC Saturday night with the Ten Commandments, and especially for younger kids, if they haven't had a chance to see that, that'd be one to put on your schedule as well. Well, again, Ben Kaiser, congratulations to you, Dr. Bear, and everyone there on the 25th Annual Movie Guide Awards that we'll all get a chance to see this weekend. And from all of us here in the West Central Florida, Tampa Bay area, we wish all of you there just a very blessed Easter weekend and look forward to our next time together.
Thanks so much, Bill. Happy Easter.
And to you. And, of course, to all of our friends, I want to just tell you as we're wrapping up today, tomorrow is a day to really remember the suffering, the agony, and the crucifixion of our Savior. But remember, Sunday morning when the sun comes up, he's alive indeed because he has risen, and he has risen indeed. Coming up in a moment, my pastor, Dr. Ken Whitten, on today's edition of Living Truth, the encouragement of Easter, part two. Pastor Ken preaches on the encouragement Easter brings and that this holiday is about to change. I'm Bill Bunkley. We'll see you live at 4 o'clock on Monday. Until then, have a very blessed Easter. God bless and good afternoon.
Finding Faith Together. The new Faith Talk 570 and 910 WTBN. A service of Salem Communications.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump, about a half an hour from now, set to make his 4th of July salute to America, something he is promising will be the show of a lifetime. Crowds will get a glimpse of two Bradley fighting vehicles at the Lincoln Memorial, where the president is set to speak, and two 60-ton Army Abrams battle tanks nearby as well, along the National Mall. The presidential aircraft, both Air Force One and Marine One, set to make flybys as well. An earthquake with a magnitude of 6.4 struck a large stretch of Southern California today. A seismologist with Caltech says had it not been centered about 150 miles away from Los Angeles, it could have done a lot more damage. People did report feeling the effects of the quake, at least in a mild way, all the way from Las Vegas to the Pacific coast. It was centered in the Mojave Desert. It hit 6.4 on the scale. This is SRN News.
Do you like winning prizes? How about getting sneak peek opportunities and offers before anyone else? Join the Faith Talk fan club today at letstalkfaith.com and gain access to incredible contest opportunities, free movie preview events, discounts, and more. If you're passionate about Faith Talk and want to be rewarded just for being a part of the Faith Talk community, sign up for the Faith Talk fan club today. Join the Faith Talk fan club by clicking the fan club tab at letstalkfaith.com.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings, $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 844-41-BIBLE. That's 844-41-BIBLE. 844-41-BIBLE.
This is Hugh Hewitt for townhall.com. As we continue the long days of summer and celebrations like the 4th of July or family vacations, it is important to keep in mind that across large parts of the world, the idea of either freedom or leisure, much less both, is so far off as to be the stuff of legend. For us, it's a taken-for-granted annual ritual. We are so blessed that we often simply forget to count those blessings and marvel at their largely uninterrupted enjoyment for 200-plus years. No, we are not a perfect nation, not even close, but we are the best hope of mankind, exceptional for all of our history, and even more so as the world collapses in so many places into abject barbarianism. Our political leaders and our courts may disappoint. Our common culture may disparage our uniqueness. But the facts of history do not lie. In the face of our many imperfections, we should all give thanks for living in this time and in this country. Happy 4th of July from all of us here at the Salem Media Group.
The Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy, America's unique graduate leadership degree, offered on its most beautiful campus.
We're back, and I got to tell you that I am so pumped. I'm so excited about our pilgrimage to Israel and Jordan. And I know that you have been with us week by week, and this is our day six installment, which is an excellent history lesson, but also giving you an idea of what's going to be happening on day six of our wonderful journey to both Jordan and Israel. If you're just joining us, we're going to be flying out of Tampa International on June the 16th, and we're going to be heading to Amman, Jordan, and going to have a chance to begin our pilgrimage there. We've got some great sites that we talked about a couple of weeks ago on this particular segment as we're talking both history and our travel plans, the Holy Land. We're going to be there until June the 24th. We'll fly out that night back to Tampa, Florida. And I want to tell you, this is an absolutely astounding itinerary. And I can tell you, you can go to our website at letstalkfaith.com. Right under our show picture, you can see Bill Bunkley's 10-day pilgrimage to Jordan and Israel. And I'll also give you my telephone number in a moment because we would love to have you with us. And absolutely, just an astonishing price. We'll get to that in a moment. Boaz Shalgi is president of EDI Travel, and he is our in-country host. He's actually been here in the United States and spending some time together. But this week, we're going to be talking about not only EDI Travel, but talking about the excellent the sites that we're going to be seeing on day six. And with that, Boaz, it's good to have you with us.
Thank you, Bill. Glad to be here.
Now, we're going to be heading, by the way, we're picking up on day six of our tour. If you were with us at our last opportunity, we were talking about day five, which was going up on top of Masada, seeing in Engedi that we see out of the Old Testament. Of course, David and Saul had some interaction there in Engedi, still there. They had a chance to see Qumran and where the Dead Sea Scrolls were found by the shepherd boy, and have now really transformed a lot of what we know of biblical history, floating on the Dead Sea, as well as going to the ancient city of Jericho, and all of that was on day five. Now, we're picking up on day six, and we have just overnighted there on the Sea of Galilee, just an absolutely beautiful spot in order to do that. So, Boaz, let's talk a little about, because the Sea of Galilee and Jesus' early ministry was all around this body of water. So much has been reflected in the New Testament about what happened there. So we're actually going to be getting on a boat, and tell us about that experience that we're going to be sharing with you in just a few weeks.
Great experience. Of course, the boat in the Sea of Galilee. And first of all, you know, folks get to understand where Jesus, like you said, performed many of his miracles, where Jesus walked on water. And as we're sailing on the boat, you know, we'll have gospel music, and at one point we'll stop and talk about what happened. And they'll even be gracious enough to cast a net to the water and show us the ancient, you know, fishing methods of how they used to fish on the Sea of Galilee. And maybe we'll even end, you know, the boat ride with some Israeli folk music and stuff like that. So that's a great thing to start the day with.
Now, when we're on the Sea of Galilee, if we look off to the east, we're seeing the mountains to the east and the Golan Heights, and then the area where Mount Nebo is, which we saw early on in Jordan. And then as we're looking around, we're realizing that, you know, on that side of the Sea of Galilee is where the devil was put into the swine.
Yeah, the land of the Gadarenes.
Land of the Gadarenes. Then we look to the north. We're seeing Capernaum, which will be there, and seeing Peter's house and that famous synagogue. But just talk about what it's like when the motor's turned off and we're just looking around. We're having this devotional. It's really a moving time for Christians, isn't it?
Absolutely, because when you're on the boat and you look to the northwest side of the Sea of Galilee, like you mentioned, Capernaum, the Mount of Beatitudes, about 80% of the activities and the miracles of Jesus took place over there. And then you look to the east, And that's the encounter between Jesus and the demoniac person, the land of the Gadarenes, the place that used to be pagan, Gentile, not Jewish. So you get to see all of these, you know, places and get all the memories and the information from the New Testament about all the things that happened around the Sea of Galilee.
And so much of what you have studied all through the years, if you're a veteran Christian or a new Christian, all of that comes to life and really puts it in perspective. Now, I want to tell you that if you'd like to consider joining us, we'll be leaving, as I mentioned a moment ago, on June the 16th. That's a Friday. Be back on June the 25th, which is a Sunday. The entire 10-day pilgrimage. And again, we're going to Jordan and Israel. And on day six, we're actually back in Israel. $3,700 per person. And that's for everything. It's all inclusive. Everything be taken care of. All you need to do is pay for souvenirs and have an opportunity to maybe buy a Coke along the way. Now, if you'd like to find out more information, go to our website. You can see the itinerary at letstalkfaith.com. Under my picture there on the landing page, you'll see Bill Bunkley's 10-day pilgrimage to Jordan, Israel. But if you want to call me, we'd be glad to discuss it as well. My phone number is 813-349-8253. That's 813-349-8253, 813-349-8253. I would love, along with Mrs. Bunkley and Zach, the entire Bunkley family is going on this tour, this pilgrimage. We'd love to have you come along. Now, when we go ahead and dock, and we're now going to be getting back in on our air-conditioned motor coach that, by the way, in Israel, has got Wi-Fi. On the motor coach, we'll have plenty of water and some snacks. We're going to be going back to off the boat, and we're going to head north and go into Capernaum. Boy, Capernaum is a very central part of what we know about Jesus. Talk about that.
Capernaum is known as the town of Jesus. Once Jesus left Nazareth and came to the Sea of Galilee, Capernaum was his base. He lived there with his close friend Peter, and from there he set to the different places on his different ministries, but always coming back to Capernaum. So actually what we can see there today is the house of Peter. We can see the synagogue in which Jesus used to teach, you know, the people that came from the whole area. By the way, the largest synagogue ever discovered in Galilee. And also lots of beautiful decorations with the Jewish menorah and engravement of the Ark of the Covenant and an olive press that they found there. So absolutely a very significant site, Capernaum.
And I want to add that when you're with Boaz, he is a professional historian. And that's one reason why we have a partner with Boaz on this trip. You are going to get some background not only of our theme of past, present, and future. You're going to get background that you're not going to get, I believe, in any other tour situation because of his professionalism in terms of his history. Now, I want to tell you that when we're traveling with us, Boaz has a little scale that he uses on a scale of 1 to 10. There are some places where we are pretty sure we know that we know that we know what you read in the Bible happened right here. And then sometimes we're in the general area, so he'll answer a question 1 to 10.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never before seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to salemnow.com. Salemnow.com.